up, Eagles fans, and welcome into Eagle Eye in the Sky on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, and I wanted to give you an exclusive look at that opening drive on Monday Night Football against the Chicago Bears. Carson Wentz really got into a rhythm, and I want to focus on the Eagles' use of empty sets on this drive. The first five plays of this drive out of an empty set. What's an empty set? Well, an empty set is when you've got all five receivers, and you can see them here, all spread out wide across the formation, leaving Carson Wentz by himself in the backfield. Now, you may say, well, there's nobody else in protection. You only have five blockers, and that's true, but there are a lot of pros to being in an empty set, and it actually opens things up for the quarterback because what it does is it forces a defense to declare itself early on. You can't disguise things defensively. They can't pretend to be in one coverage and then rotate into another because out of an empty set, the ball is going to come out quickly, so the defense has to get set, get ready to where they're going to be once the ball is snapped very early, so it helps declare things and make it easy for Carson Wentz to read after the ball is snapped. And what you're going to see here is a quick hitch from Nelson Agholor on the outside, and really it's hitches all across the board. You've got Jordan Matthews in the slot, Brent Celek in the slot, Darren Sproles and Dorial Green-Beckham, all hitches across the board. Really easy play, and now all Carson Wentz has to do is catch this football, drop back, and deliver it on the outside for a near first down. Great job by Nelson Agholor, nearly getting past the sticks. Now, that's the first play of the game. A couple plays later, it's first and 10, and you have a similar situation. Empty set here. You see Carson Wentz come to the line of scrimmage, but what happens now? Again, you're not able to disguise as a defense when you are in an empty set. So, you see this corner here cheating up a little bit on the inside. Carson reads that, and he thinks, you know what? This is going to be a pressure. I'm about to get a slot blitz here off the corner, so I'm going to change some things up and change the routes on the outside. You see him talking here with Jordan Matthews. Great communication from the quarterback and the receiver. They change some things up. What's he going to do? Nothing complicated. The ball's going to come out quickly, and he's going to throw this right into the void here. Watch the corner. Here comes the corner, and here's Jordan Matthews right in the slot, waiting for this pass. It's a quick slant route for a near first down. That's burning the blitz. Really nice job by Carson Wentz, Jordan Matthews being on the same page. A couple plays later, once again, first and 10, another empty set. And what's Carson Wentz going to do? He's going to come to the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be very similar to that last play, except this time it's coming from the other side. This time you're going to get it coming from the right. Another nickel blitz here from Chicago, and what does he do? Carson sees it immediately, and he's going to hit Jordan Matthews this time, coming on a quick flat route. It's a really good job by the Eagles coaching staff of putting Carson Wentz in a position where he can read things quickly, get him comfortable, because it's really going to pay dividends down the line. What do I mean by that? Well, it's fourth and two. The Eagles have crossed midfield. It's fourth down, and they're gonna go for it here with quick double slants here from the right side. Another quick, easy play for Carson Wentz. Not in an empty set this time. He's already very comfortable in the pocket. Catches this ball, drops, releases it for a first down to Dorial Green-Beckham. By getting him into a rhythm early on, the Eagles were able to put Carson Wentz and make him very comfortable against the Chicago Bears. On the road, Monday Night Football, under the lights, prime time, all of the noise on the outside blocked and made very simple for Carson Wentz early on. A lot of credit to Doug Peterson and the entire offensive coaching staff for helping get him into a rhythm against the Chicago Bears. And for more on this matchup, make sure you take a look at Eagle Eye in the Sky on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.